Commentator Rose Nolan says children used to play at making money on board games like Monopoly. Today, they're making real money with little help from their parents.
When the kid down the street starts kindergarten this fall, he'll already have one leg up the economic ladder. He doesn't have a job yet or enough money in his pocket to buy a popsicle. But 6 months ago, his mother hooked him and his piggy bank up with an investment counselor. According to her, it's never too early to start financial planning. She's convinced that if her mother had started her on the right track, instead of buying all those rock concert tickets, she could have invested in a mutual fund and retired by the time she was 18. So, instead of a book bag, her son will be carrying a briefcase to school and reading stock portfolios during recess. This woman is one of a new breed of parents. She insists that her son's childhood is not the same world where she used to live. Her kid admires billionaires with the same passion she lavished on Barbie in a bathing suit. Instead of the morning cartoons she once adored, he's hooked on corporate buyouts and hostile takeovers. Where she once dreamed of owning lots of toys, her son wants to own the company that makes them. The father of the 16-year-old who delivers prescriptions is also concerned about her future. He feels that she should be allowed to join the store's 401k plan, even though she only works 3 hours a day. Her dad figures that by the time she's old enough to get a full-time job, she'll already have lost thousands of dollars in dividends. Just because there's a little rain cloud circling the economic forecast, these folks don't see any reason to change directions. These parents say they're no different from parents of other generations. They just want a good life for their kids. The only difference they see is that it takes a lot of money these days to make that happen. So Play-Doh's out and profit sharing is in. One parent said that trying to turn the clock back to the carefree days of childhood would be as easy as catching Niagara Falls in a coffee mug. The math teacher says that since they've got a new computer lab at the elementary school, there are not that many kids on the playground anymore. According to her, the kids are busy inside studying the stock market. She says her classes have never been better. When she complimented one student the other day on his high test scores, he looked up at her with a scowl on his face and asked, "How are you going to know you're a millionaire if you can't count the dollars and cents?" The principal complained to the postman last week, though, that she was tired of hearing people say that the school's only teaching kids how to make money. She says it's society's attitude that's the real problem. If all the kids hear about is making money, is that the school's fault, she asked. "Guess not," the postman replied. By the way, what are the kids saying about commodities?
The comments of Rose Nolan, a syndicated columnist for the Columbia, Missourian and Sedalia Democrat. She lives and works in central Missouri.